We are on page 246, Simen Shintes Vov, Sif Hey. Kisei Ho'osi Prokim, a kisei that has different parts to it. Uchsharoitzim Leishev Olov, and you want to sit on it. Paischen Oisoi, so you open up the chair. V'ho'oir Niftach, and there's a... It seems there's parts of the chair, and then the chelik that one sits on is made out of leather. So when you open up the chair, the leather spreads out, and it becomes a chair. Uchshemesiren oisoi, soigren oisoi, v'oir nichpo. And when you don't want this chair anymore, so you fold up the chair, and the oil and this leather folds up. Muta leposchoi lechatchila. So one is permitted to open up this chair. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see this halacha is very, very unclear. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah first. Muta leposchoi. So here we have a halacha that we have a chair, it's like a director's chair. You're permitted to open it up and to close it. And there's the reason for this, the ovid v'koi miboidyoin. So the whole chair, whatever is involved in the chair, is miboidyoin, you have the chair already. Just opening it up, and now you're making that you're able to sit on it. Now let's go further. Now, according to this logic, that it's ovid v'koi, it's made already, you're just opening it up and closing it. Shori lahamid achupe ulesalko. So with the same logic and reasoning, you're allowed to open up a chuppah and close the chuppah. Now let us see the Sharetzion Sivkotn Lamed Dalet. Haynu, kshehoysa a chuppah kshure beklonosos me'erev Shabbos. You have a chuppah, the way we have a chuppah, there's a gag, and then there's four klonosos. So it was already was folded up before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you want to open it up. The same line of reasoning, because it's ovid v'koi. I didn't make anything. It's ovid v'koi. V'hu adin, another. So we have one din, the Shulchan Aruch says about a director's chair. This is a Mogen Avrom, so according to this reasoning, so you're allowed to open up a chuppah on Shabbos, which is already attached to four poles. In the third case, Umahai Taime, Vuadin Hadav Shekavua Bakoisel Shebebeisa Knesses Shemenichim Olav Svorim. That means, he says, let's say if I have like sticking out from the wall, I have like a shtender, that means it folds down, and you can lift it up. So memela, the shtender is there. When I lift it up, so I'm making an oihel. But since it's ovid v'koi, so we have the set, I'm not doing anything, it's already made already. V'adin Hadav shekavu b'koysel shebebeis haknesset shemenichin olav svor. Miu, so he said three halachas. The Mechaber said chair, the Magen Avraham says a chuppah, and the third, with one line of reasoning, it's made already. Miu, bedav b'lav hochi shori, he says by adav, you don't need this heter. The ein kavanosei b'meshe poishet es adaf l'shem oil. When a person is poishet is daf, that means this shtender, this shelf that he's lifting up, he has no kavanah to make an oil. He doesn't have a kavanah to make an oil underneath. V'imkein ein olav shem oil aroi, kimen shubaloi mechitze. So since it's without mechitzes, so you don't need a heter. So now we have, so let's go backwards. So the Magen Avraham said from our simen we can learn two halachas. We can learn a chuppah, you're allowed to spread out. You're allowed to lift up a shtender from the wall. You can lift it up. And we have one heter above it v'koy. So then this is a Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos says, but between you and me, this the heter by the shtender, you don't need, this is a true heter. We have this, but you don't need this heter because if you're not making an oil, the kavona of the oil is not to be made, and you need mechitzes. And if you don't have mechitzes, it's samzei mutar. So you don't need this heter. So this is a ha'orah from the Tosfos Shabbos, that the Magen Avraham says you have this heter, but between you and me, you don't need this heter because it's not lahagin. Right. So now let's go backwards. So on this there was a comment of the Tosfos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham. Listen, you say you have this heter, but you don't need this heter because it's not lahagin. So if it's not lahagin, you don't need this heter. So let's go to the second case where the Tosfos Shabbos doesn't say any comments on this. We talk about a chuppah. We talk about a chuppah that you're allowed to spread out a chuppah. Now, what is the purpose of this chuppah? So here, so l'chayre we are speaking about that this chuppah is, we're spreading out a chuppah, it's raining, it's the rays of the sun are shining. So I'm spreading it out lahagein. So it's mutter. Here the Tosfos Shabbos doesn't say anything. Here you need a heter. So we have over here that if you have something lahagein, oil that is also to make in Shabbos midrabbanan, an oil aroi that's lahagein is also to make in Shabbos. But if it's already made and you just have to spread it out or put it in, that is mutter. So this chuppah we understand, and the Tosfos Shabbos took care of the shtender from the wall. We don't need the heter, we have another heter. Now let's go back to the first din, what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber is talking about a chair. So Kan Shoyel Aben, so by this chair, where's the oil over here? What's the oil? If it's the way we understand, it's speaking about a chair. So he made an oil. He didn't make an oil for underneath. He just made oil to sit on. So lechere, so kan shoyel aben. So why do you need the center? Just like the Tosfos Shabbos said by a shtender, you don't need any heterim. So lechere by a chair, you also don't need any heterim. Fine. This is ha'oris. This is a ha'oris. Fine. But it comes out, so the halacha of chuppah that we do understand, that so it comes out a chuppah, that means a person is spreading out a chuppah. The purpose is it shouldn't shine in his eyes. And this is mutter because it's ovid v'koy. This is mutter. According to this understanding, the Chazon Ish says, and we started mentioning this yesterday, so he says, so what if you have a covering over a baby carriage, you have a hood over a baby carriage, and in Shabbos it was pressed down, you have no mechitzes, you have no oil, I go and lift up the hood in Shabbos. But it's just like this chuppah. Just like the chuppah is mutter. I'm doing it l'shem lahogein, but there's a heter. It's ovid v'koy. It's made already. So you're allowed to lift up. You're allowed to lift up a hood in Shabbos. This is what the Chazon Ish says. And the Chazon Ish says even more than that. The Chazon Ish says, so it's considered like it's done already because you're not making anything. So the Chazon Ish says, so if it's done, so if half of the carriage is covered with the hood, so I can, on the other half, which was never covered, but I considered that this was mi ba'oid yom spread out already, so I can go in Shabbos spread over the other side of the carriage something to cover it. It's raining. It's also mud.
Why is it an umbrella also?
Oh, ihr fragt meuredig. Sagt der Chazon Ish, an umbrella should also be mutter. An umbrella should also be mutter. From this halacha.
The oil is
nice. Yeah. So, Akaponim, the Chazon Ish, Mutchitzich, why an umbrella should be also? And he says, Chas v'Shalom, don't open up an umbrella, but als oil, there's no problem, there's other problems. There's no problem of oil. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And he says this, Taka.
The chuppah has to be a
chuppah that's ready. That's what the Sharetzin says.
So you can't just take a sheet and four poles.
No. You can attach it now in Shabbos. Yeah. You're making an oil. That's Osmi right. Darabona. No. Fakert, this whole heter is... So, Fakert, the Chazon Ish says, an umbrella is not osar atz oil. We have over
what's
here. No, okay. We won't go into the Issa, but he says it's also Chas v'Shalom, maybe Tikkun Manah, but he says it's also.
So Mexican sombrero also is not allowed.
This kasha, a sombrero, shteitach that it's also. So to put it on your head, it's also.
A big hat,
yeah.
Mexican.
Mexican, okay. Well, then Shukhna, we had a fellow. So here, the Neidibiyuda brings a raya. No, you have a hat. I'm not making that, I'm just putting the hat on my head. And there it's also. So the Neidibiyuda brings a raya. If you're making lahogin, it's also. He brings the raya from Sabra. We have...
Anything about four tefachim or three tefachim?
No, there it's talking about that it's more than a tefach. If it's a tefach, then it's a shame oil. The umbrella, it's talking about the hats.
That's the same din we have.
Borsalim is a tefach.
Yeah.
That's why we have the same din and sukkah. Before Shabbat, you open the tefach, so you have a head.
That's okay.
But the carriage also of the baby, if I open a little bit.
Okay, yeah, no, l'chayre, you have to open it up horizontally. It should have a tefach horizontally. But just a tefach vertically, you didn't make an oil. But the Chazon Ish says it's mutter. There's no problem. From the sombrero is a kasha on the Chazon Ish.
But the carriage is a super oil.
Yeah, sure it's a super. You're right. It's mamish super because it's a mechitza and it's a oil. It's mamish a super. Okay, this is the Chazon Ish. Now, but this is how they learn. And the Mishnah Berurah, it seems, also learned like this, Pshat. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav learned Pshat in this halacha, punkt verkehrt, and it'll come out what they say is also. And he said, here's a new Pshat, and verkehrt will understand the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows. Let's just learn a little the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and then we will explain what he's saying. Kol gag arai, a gag arai we're talking about, she'enoi miskaven boy lasiyas oyho. Now, when he brings our halacha, he says, we're not talking about he had an intent to make an oil. If he had an intent to make an oil, chas v'sholem. We're not talking about that an intent to make an oil. So now let us just chazarim before we go further. So now if what we learned till now, if a person has a bed over mechitzas, so there's an issa, even though he doesn't have an intent to make an oil, but since it's mishtamish tachtov and there's mechitzas, it's also. So we know something, if you don't have an intent to make an oil, but you made first the mechitzas and then you put the covering on top, the intent is kusamanu lay on top of it. So that is also midarabonon, if you make the mechitzas first, and then it means if you didn't make a shino, you made the mechitzas first, then you put a mattress on top of it, it's also midarabonon. So that's also midarabonon. Sok to shulchan aruch harav. Kol gag arei she'einei miskavim boi la'asiyas oil. He's putting on a gag arei, he doesn't have any intent to make an oil. Lo'y oschoi le'poyosoi ala mechitzis she'mamit tachtov b'shabes el'gshloi hoya ha'gag kavua b'mechitzis m'boid yoyim. Avlim hoya kvar kavua b'mechitzis m'boid El shoyu nichpolim umaschin mutter leposhton ulamidon b'shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav learned pshat in our halacha. We just said that you have to make if there is walls and a gag. So you have to make a shinui, first the gag and then the walls. But but I don't want oil. You have to make a shinui, first the gag and then the walls. So he says, well, what if it's attached? So if it's attached, so even though I'm not making the gag before the walls, it's coming together. And coming together seems that's already a problem. But since it's attached, so in that halacha, it's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learned this halacha. It's not speaking about if I make an oil lahogein. It's speaking about the oil is bedavkin, not lahogein, and I'm making the oil for on top. But there's an issa. I have to make a shinui, the gag before the walls. And here I don't have the shinui. It comes together. But since it was put together before, this is mutter. So now, so in the Ois Vada explains, Harei she'davke gag she'eini miskaven boi l'shem oil hitel l'forsa imi mechuba mechitzis b'boi yoyim. V'chein kosev anoyde b'yude. The noyde b'yude says, who he asks, the b'yude asks an umbrella. So he asks his umbrella, because if you're making it l'shem oil, so what's gate miron that's attached from before? Fine. And that we says, therefore it's also to open up umbrella in Shabbos. Ule datum. So now let's go further. So we have here a machloikis pshat in this aloch of David. It's already made, it's mutter. Uledatom gam achupe. Now he says, you can make a chupe. So what's the case of the chupe? Im hi asuya lahogein, if this chupe is made, and that's how the Chazon Ish understood, and the Mishnah Berurah also understood this, that if the chuppah is made to protect, also lamida mipnei shezed derech hamoda soil, you're making an oil, it's irrelevant that the pot. Uledatom tzorich loyma, shachuppah eina asuya lahogein, elo lekoved. You're making a chuppah over people, and it's not to protect, it's lekoved, echveis. Just like Chosun Teirah, Chosun Bereshis. So there's one heter of you're holding the talus. That's one heter, so it's not called I'm making an oil. It's lekoved. There's another heter. It's made already. Let's say we have a sophisticated shul. So by chosen toire, chosen bereishis, you don't have a problem. They have already a chuppah. We have already a chuppah that's put away for chosen toire, chosen bereishis. So when it comes chosen toire, they spread out the chuppah. They put down the chuppah. What?
They stick it into the hole.
And the hole, whatever, there's a stick in the hole. Oh, it's a classic oil. So it's not a classical oil because I don't need the oil. I don't have a kavana for the oil. So it's only because the oil is dafkif. I need it lahogin. This is not lahogin.
So the umbrella is also lahogin.
No, yeah, the umbrella lahogin is also, but the schuppah lekoved is not lahogin.
So what happened with the sukkah and the skylight? It's you have 20 feet by 20 feet, just go. The whole roof is just moving for you for Shabbos. You are allowed to do that also, so I'm going to learn it from here?
That is, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Not schlock, a skylight. The
a skylight.
Glass on sliding.
A moving roof.
A moving roof.
All the Hasidish, they have one thing before they build the house, must be the sukkah skylight. 20 feet by 20 feet cost them $55,000.
Yeah.
And you open it with a chain or with the pump. They pump it on Shabbat. Psh, psh, psh. It's like picking up a truck. It works with the pump.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we have a heter.
When you have a flat tire, you're using
the pump. There we have a heter of Moisef Aloy Aloy. That means there is a cover already in the
Gutschuskin.
The roof. I mean, is that the whole roof?
It's attached also.
So you're adding on to the roof.
Yes.
Adding on to
sitting on a truck. It's like opening a drawer.
Yeah. Okay. So al kaponim. So that there's a svar of the yemoisef aloy aloy. That's one heta.
There's so I'm allowed to open an umbrella in my house inside.
No. There you're doing. There it was nothing was there before. Here you had an oil. That means till the skylight is a covering of the roof, and the skylight I'm being adding on to the roof. The roof is also covering. So this is in addition to the roof. Moisef aloy al aloy we learned is mutter. So that's one heter.
Could it's be this. It's there the whole year.
No, but the hisof is an aloy, Mr.
When you open it, it's the roof on a roof.
Yeah, but the hisof is aloy. So okay.
So that's the heter?
Could be one heter. Could be there's more heter. But let's just go just one heter. So now he says, so the Neid the Biyude and the Marsham say that this whole din of a chuppah is speaking about not lahogain. If it's lahogain, it's also. And then he brings other poiskim that hold like this. So therefore, he says, la aloche, to open up the hood of a carriage is a big machloikis. The Chazon Ish says it's mutter, and these people hold it's also. And Rav Moshe also was it. They asked about the hood of a carriage, and he also was it. So Mamela, so.
He asked if it wasn't open at all.
Yeah. If it wasn't open at all, so the Chazon Ish says it's mutter, and Rav Moshe says it's also.
According to the Rav Moshe, it was open a little bit to be okay?
So I think the little bit has to be horizontally because a hood first opens up vertically. So the vertically is not Moisef Aloy El Aroy. It has to be, was horizontally also a tefach. There was a tefach horizontally. Erev Shabbos, and then you're allowed to continue it. So, Al Koponim. So this aloche, which we have over here, is very unclear. And agav uche, when the Mishnah Berurah did not learn like them. The Mishnah Berurah seems, I mean, the pashtus, the pashtus of Mishnah Berurah, he speaks about a shtenda. Well, there's no, really, you don't, there's no problem over there, because you're not mechaven l'shem oil. So vaystois, but by chuppah, and here you are mechaven l'shem oil. You have, That's the pashas in the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, when the Mishnah Berurah speaks about an umbrella, so it's not so poshut by him, the umbrella. He lemaisa, he says the problem, one of the problems of the umbrella is, he says, it's not like a chuppah. A chuppah, you open it up and finished. by an umbrella, you opening up the umbrella, you're not finished. You have to secure it. That's
lock
you,
it.
You have to lock it. You have to lock the umbrella. That's not this din over here. This din over here is I'm just spreading out. I didn't do anything, but locking is doing something. That's why. So there, the Mishabub only speaks about an umbrella. So he asks, what is the difference in here? He says, there you're locking it. Here you're not locking it. So that is al kaponim. So this halachin, what we mentioned yesterday from the Chazon Ish, is right from Poshet. Now let us go further. Kshemesadrin chovyis zu al gab zu, achas al gab ishtayim. So when a person wants to set up barrels, so they say that you set up barrels, you make one barrel here, and the third barrel you don't put flush over the first barrel. You have a aver in between, and you put the third barrel, which is a little on the first and a little on the second. So now, the lechayre, let us just think for 1 minute. So I don't have a kavona lehogein. I'm not interested in protecting the area underneath. That's not my interest. We'll see soon why he's doing this. So now says Shem Sadin Chavizu Al Gabzu Achas Al Gabishtai. Oiches Biyodai Hel Yoinit. So the Machaber says there's a problem. There's a problem. You are making there's two mechitzes. You're making an oil. So first you hold the top barrel, you don't put it down. Then, so I made already the oil, I'm holding the oil. And then put the two side barrels. That's what you should do. So you should make a shinui. So first you hold the top barrel and then you slide the two side barrels underneath. But don't put down the two side barrels. Don't do that. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum the Ovid ke'ein oil. He's making like an oil. Kshemesada achakach hol yoina milamailo. Shehu ke gag al mechitzes. And you're not allowed to make a gaga mechitzes. Va'av de bo'oil tzorich la'avir shetachtov bein ha-mechitzes. Now, we had learned, I think 2 days ago, that by an oil, we learned a bir aloche, by an oil, even though it's not lohogin, and it's also, it's still also midarabonam, that is davke if I have some benefit from the aver shetachtav. It's not lohogin, but I'm deriving some benefit. So then the halach is, if there's two mechitzes and there's oil on top, and I'm deriving benefit from the aver shetachtav, then it's also midarabonam. But if I'm not deriving any benefit me'aver shetachtav, and it's not lohogin, the reason I'm putting it there, it's not lohogin, so then it is mutter. So now the Mishnah Berurah asks a pertinent question. Here, he doesn't need the aver shetachtav. So he says, va'av de bo'il tzorech la'aver shetachtav bein ha-mechitzes, ha'chanami tzorech la'aver shebeinayim, shehoyu misapshin, ilu lo'yhoya aver beinayim. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that I need this space. There's a necessity for this space, that there should be air flowing through, and this will ensure that the wine won't spoil. Between you and me, Ledavoni, I don't understand this. The bottom of the chavis is over the ground, so I don't understand what the aver can help the wine in the chavis. That means you have a flow of air and under the chavis, so what does this flow of air do to the wine in the chavis? If the chavos would be upside down, let's forget about the din of gravity. So then I understand the air is al kaponim, ensuring that the wine doesn't get spoiled. But al kaponim, it seems for some reason the air does accomplish something, even though it's underneath the bottom of the chavis, so it's accomplishing something. And this is considered tzorich la'aver shetach, there's a need for this area. So it's also midarabon. Fine. Now let's go Siv Zayin. Muta laniach sefer echad mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad al gabeim. Now a person is, we're speaking about, a person wants to learn, and the sefer is too low, so mamele he can't see it well, so he puts a sefer on this side, a sefer on this side, and then in the middle, in the aver beintayim, he puts another sefer. He elevated now the top sefer. Now he's making an oil, but this oil is not to be mild. He doesn't need the aver shetachtov. So if you don't need the aver shetachtov, it is mutar. So therefore. Mutter laniach sefer echad mikam vechad mikam vechad lagabeim hago oyer vein tzorich laver shetachtayim. You don't need the ava. Echad mikam vahainu davkis. And now the Mishabur speaks about a frum shayla, not a Shabbos the kishayla. L'choyre, I'm taking svorim and I'm using them as a shtender for me. So l'choyre, it's a bezoyin in the svorim. That means I'm taking this sefer and to hold up my sefer. I want to learn the sefer, and my eyesight is not too good, so I'll take a ktsais and a rajbe, and I'll put over them another sefer. So l'chayre, this should be also al bezoyin svarim. Let's not talk about Hilchos Shabbos. V'hainu dav k'shetzorich l'lmeid mishneim. So the Mishabur makes two akimtas, we'll see. That means I have to learn the Rashba also. I have to learn the Ktsais also. Now I'm learning the Nesivis, but I need the Ktsais and the Rashba here also, because I'm going to look into them soon. So Memelis, it's not called the Rashba was brought here to elevate my Sefer. The Rashba was brought here to look in the Rashba, but Benkach and Benkach, I brought it on the table. That's not called the Bezoyim. Oy, Shasefa Tachti Munach Shamkva. Oh, Urk was speaking about the Rajbo was here already, the Ktais was here already. Now I came, Baruch Hashem, Ratzon Yirei of Yasser, and I put the safe on top of it. So I didn't do anything, it was here already. Yeah. Dila Fochi, Avshu Reitzak, De Lagbiya, Safe El Lumid Boy, Yesh Bizoyin, the Safe Atachti, Vach Bechelos. Avo Bemogen Avromsim, and Kufn and Dalad. Mitzadid lahater, v'chein b'chayodem b'chal v'amadar v'sif memches kosev diyesh lahater, we can be matter. Hoyel v'ein, so mel alts the bezoyin there are mekilim. It seems the Mishabur Paskins like that. Hoyel v'ein sorich, because I don't need the avar shetachta. Mizeh hatam. Nami shori lifrois mapa ala shulchan. I'm permitted to spread out a tablecloth on a table. Uktsois ha mapa, and the ends of the tablecloth tluyois lamato mina shulchan mikol tzad, and the ends of the tablecloth are hanging down. Vafilu megiis smuches loritz dein bezem mishum oil. Kiven dein zeich la aver shetachas ashulchan, void kiven shema shemunach al shulchan ein boi mishum oil, shein shem cholor beinei le shulchan, mutter gam hayoitzei mimenu. Now, let us just explain for 2 minutes what the Mishabur is saying. He's saying a chiddush, a heter. The Mishabur is speaking about, I have a table. Here's the table over here. I take a tablecloth and put it over the table, which is no problem whatsoever. Now the tablecloth drapes over the table and reaches the ground. Fine, gewaldig. So what did I do? So Poshet, if you'll ask Adam Ha'oretz, he'll tell you he didn't do anything. He didn't make an oil, the table is here. You made mechitzas, you have to make mechitzas aroi. So the Ois Vahoda explains, no. Here it's considered, I'm making an oil with mechitzas. It's in the whole etter, to make an oil first is if it's a shinoi. But here there's no shinoi. So this should be considered like you're making an oil with mechitzas together. That was the hava mina ta'as. I'm making mechitzas together with an oil. So he says two eterim. One eter, you don't need the ava shetachas hashulchan, which we had learned yesterday. So it should be mutter. And then he says, since I'm not making an oil on top because it's mamish over the table, so there's no problem. So there's no problem at all whatsoever. So it's not called I'm making mechitzas with an oil. I'm making nothing, and therefore it is mutter. Just one ha'ore we had learned yesterday. The Bir Aloche says that if you have mechitzas on all four sides, there are oystrim by a table, even though ain't sorich la'avesh etachtov, but since you could use it, it's also wasa. So here we're speaking about, you have a tablecloth which covered seems from all four sides, but for pikein, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter.